The Edmonton Oilers roster is final. Who made the cut? Who got traded? And who are some of the surprises? All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. And today is the day we finally get the final roster for the Edmonton Oilers heading in to the 2022-2023 NHL season. Who made it and who missed it? We have the final roster right here. We are going to get into that in just a second, but also on today's episode, the Edmonton Oilers actually made a trade to get to the final roster. So who do the Oilers trade? Who did they acquire? And what does it all mean? We'll have that a little later on. Plus, we also had a practice today, so we get to see the lines heading into the first game of the season. All that and so much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. As mentioned, we are starting off today with the final roster of your Edmonton Oilers. Let's be real. We all basically knew the real players who are going to be playing on the team. It wasn't really out of the question for many of the guys, but there were a lot on the cusp of making the team. And here is the final roster for the Edmonton Oilers, at least the roster that they submitted to the league today. The forwards for the Edmonton Oilers: Connor McDavid, Evander Kane, Kyler Yamamoto, Leon Draisaitl, Dylan Holloway, Zach Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Ryan McLeod, Warren Fogle, Brad Malone, Derek Ryan, and Jesse Puljujärvi. The defensemen named to the Edmonton Oilers roster this year: Darnell Nurse, Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak, Evan Bouchard, Ryan Murray, Tyson Barry, and Philip Broberg. Of course, the goaltenders for the Edmonton Oilers: Jack Campbell and Stuart Skinner. Now, Daniel Nugent-Bowman tweeted out after roster came out that there are some expectations for the Edmonton Oilers coming out of this roster. Brad Malone, it seems like, will be switched with Devin Shore, who did clear waivers today. Also, Philip Broberg will be switching spots with Marcus Niemelainen. So, also, a couple of extra things as well. Jason Demers did skate with the Oilers today, but it was reported that he has been released from his PTO, and Devin Shore and James Hamblin will be loaned to Bakersfield. I have a feeling that that, of course, as well, and maybe not of course, but that as well is a move just to, on the surface, a paper transaction, if you will. I think James Hamblin will be on the Edmonton Oilers. As mentioned, Devin Shore will most likely be trading spots with Brad Malone. So that's where that statement came from between Shore and Hamblin. So I think they're both going to, or they both came in the same tweet or same release. So I think they are going to be in the same boat together. Now, the key word in that as well is loaned, not assigned or sent down. It has been loaned. So interesting wording there. We will see, of course, the finalization in that sense there. But let's get back to the defenseman. Philip Broberg on the Edmonton Oilers roster to start the opening day. However, He didn't skate today, and Jay Woodcroft has confirmed that he will likely be heading off to, excuse me, Jay Woodcroft did not confirm this, but he will likely be heading off to Bakersfield. He will be sent down. What Jay Woodcroft did confirm is that he didn't skate because of the league things that they had to kind of send into the league. Those behind the scenes things that we don't really understand until somebody really tells us so. But that does mean Philip Broberg technically has made the team. However, once again, the expectation is Markus Niemelainen will take his spot. This final roster that has been submitted to the NHL is so the Edmonton Oilers are cap compliant, and I put in quotes, for the start of the season. That is why you will see Markus Niemelainen and Devin Shore called up, because the Edmonton Oilers wanted Philip Broberg on the opening night roster because he has a bonus that will be accrued to the salary cap or won't be. Here's the thing. The Edmonton Oilers and the NHL in general have this thing with bonuses. If you're on the team to start the season, then the bonuses that you would be paid throughout the season do not count towards the salary cap. They don't count. If you were to get called up later on during the season, say you're making $775,000 technically in salary, but you have X amount of dollars in your bonuses, so realistically your total would be, let's say, $1.1 million. Well, when you get called up later on in the season, your salary cap hit isn't just the salary cap of $775,000. It is that entire $1.1 million with your salary and your bonuses. And that is why Philip Broberg is on the team to start the year. He has those bonuses. So if the Edmonton Oilers, now that he is on the team, now if the Edmonton Oilers were to go and send him down and call him up later, he is just accruing that cap or salary, excuse me, to the salary cap. I know I have told you many times that I'm certainly a maths guy, but hopefully that it makes sense to you. That is why Philip Broberg is on the team. His bonuses is worth more than Markus Niemelainen's entire salary cap hit. So he is on the team. So when he gets called up earlier, all of those, the salary and the bonuses don't go to the cap. Now that also means that we mentioned that Philip Broberg would have to lose his job to lose that spot. And that's what happened. Markus Niemelainen also played well enough to get that spot, but Philip Broberg lost it. Maybe we're not really talking too much about the developmental plan of Philip Broberg. Are we yet at that stage of, oh, it failed? Are we there yet? Or are we at the point of, oh, he's so close, he's right there? Because a lot of people love to mention, oh, the Edmonton Oilers could have had Trevor Zegras. They could have had Cole Caulfield. They could have had this person and that person. Hindsight's 2020, and I won't lie, I was one of those people who said, let's draft Cole Caulfield. I'm okay with the Oilers picking Philip Broberg. But here we are 3 years later, 2 years later. 3 years later, I guess. Wow, we're old. 3 years later, going, wow, while Philip Broberg still hasn't made the team, he hasn't been a solid NHLer yet. And now a guy who's been in the system since 2015 and Markus Niemelainen is making the Edmonton Oilers over your eighth overall pick from 2019. So we'll see. I mean, I think a lot of us are deterring from the fact that a lot of very good and fun names have made this team. On the same note, Dylan Holloway has made the Edmonton Oilers. That is exciting for the Oilers. Warren Fogle looked fantastic during the later stages of that preseason. Again, James Hamblin looked great. A lot of very exciting things, but I think a lot of us get clouded with the Philip Broberg. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to light a fire where there isn't exactly smoke or even gasoline, but That's the situation right now for the Edmonton Oilers defense. That's the situation right now for the Edmonton Oilers prospects as well. And the Edmonton Oilers defensive prospects to put one and one together into two. But those decisions were made after the Edmonton Oilers made a move with one of their former defensive prospects. We'll talk about that in just a second, but first, I want to tell you about our partners over at Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product that I use literally every day. I started using AG1 because I wanted something that really optimized my immune system, that was good for me and actually tasted good as well. And I also wanted better gut health. I have a big gut. I need something that really helps my gut. And that is exactly what I get with AG1. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens, all to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all of the things. All of the things. Plus, it's lifestyle friendly as well. Whether you get keto, paleo, eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it is all good for you. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting great. Plus, it costs less than $3 a day, which is actually less than your cold brew addiction. Yeah, you heard me. I took that shot. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply. Yes, one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. 5 free travel packs. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Alrighty, moving on to the move that the Edmonton Oilers made yesterday on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is Thanksgiving Monday. Doesn't feel like Thanksgiving Monday at all. But either way, it is Thanksgiving Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. But the Edmonton Oilers did make a Thanksgiving Sunday move with the St. Louis Blues offloading Dmitry Samarukov to the St. Louis Blues for Klim Kostin. Now, a couple things to note. Dmitry Samarukov's NHL debut came against the St. Louis Blues. In fact, I was taking a look at some advanced stats to bring you. Dmitry Samarukov has a career goals against per 60 minutes of 46.88. Now, again, obviously, that is because he had two difficult shifts against the funnily enough, or is that a word, funnily enough? Funnily enough, it was against the St. Louis Blues, who decided, hey, you know what? We want that guy on our team, and made the trade for Dmitry Samarukov. Now, the thing is, we've been discussing over the last couple of weeks that Dmitry Samarukov has had interest in the past. Was surprised to see him not get picked up on waivers, although this is the time to sneak people through waivers as everybody is really making their decisions. And once they see a guy that they want on waivers, they're not going to go, we need to bring him in for a short camp. You can't do that. So now is the time to slip him through. Obviously, this is also a decision that was made, A, because Marcus Niemelainen was playing well enough to play in the NHL, B, Philip Broberg wasn't playing well enough to play in the NHL, and C, same with Dmitry Samarukov, at least on the Edmonton Oilers side. At the same time, the Edmonton Oilers also have, I mean, we already mentioned Broberg, Niemelainen, Phil Kemp, Max Wanner, Michael Kesselring. A guy, we haven't even mentioned Luka Munzenberger, wasn't even at the Edmonton Oilers camp this year. That's another guy that Samarukov is going to have to battle for an Edmonton Oilers NHL position just next year. There's not a lot of space, and there hasn't been a lot of space for Dmitry Samarukov his entire time as an Edmonton Oiler. So this is a fresh start. A guy who has been really well received from a lot of people within the organization, within every organization that he's really played for as well. He took this year, this summer, stayed at an apartment in Edmonton, downtown Edmonton, and took his daily commute to his apartment, to the NHL arena, to see, to have the facilities there, see what it would like to live as an NHLer, live as an NHLer in Edmonton, and now he gets moved. Tough to see for a guy who's been in the Edmonton Oilers organization since 2017, I believe it was. He's been here for a while. But, on the other hand, the Edmonton Oilers acquire Klim Kostin, who was, in fact, in the same draft, selected only 9 picks after Kyler Yamamoto. Now, the interesting thing is, I watch Klim Kostin, and I'm trying to pull up my notes from my computer from 2018, from 2017, of the year that I actually watched Klim Kostin in person, because Klim Kostin was one of those one of those rookies that I was very, very impressed with. Very impressed with. He is a big man, a fantastic skater. Well, maybe I shouldn't say fantastic skater, but a very good skater. This is what I said. Klim Kostin was a player that I did not know much about when I started this list. I do, as mentioned, I do about 200 draft prospects every year and cut them down into my top 100. And this was one of the years I was doing that. But man, has he played his way into my heart. I was lucky enough to see him play against Team WHL in the CIBC Canada-Russia series. That's how long this was. And with his skills aside, he has that Russian edge to him. He will not back down from anyone. Kostin is resilient on the puck carrier and puck. Excuse me, shows how well I was writing back then. Maybe that's why I went to journalism school. Kostin is resilient on the puck carrier and the puck, making it tough for anyone to separate himself from the puck. He's a pass first player and he knows where he wants to put the puck and he puts it there. But when he does shoot the puck, he has a quick release with a strong shot. He has been away from his KHL team at the time. However, this season, he has no points in 8 games. And when he has played for them in those 8 games, 27 penalty minutes. He's a tough man. And as mentioned, he has a great release. He's and I didn't mention in there as well, but he is a very solid skater. He takes up a lot of space when he takes his stride. Really, if you look up his first NHL goal, it speaks to all those skills that I mentioned from Klim Kostin. His first NHL goal brings it through the middle of the ice from his own end, shoots through a man, roofs it. It's a beautiful shot, beautiful goal. Klim Kostin is going to bring something to the Edmonton Oilers that the Edmonton Oilers didn't have. He is a big boy. He is over 6 feet tall, obviously. He's 6'4", if I'm not mistaken. Kid can fight, which the Edmonton Oilers don't have in the bottom nine. In bottom nine. Never mind the bottom six, the bottom nine. He's a great skater. He has had 20 time in the NHL as well. 46 games in the NHL, 5 goals, 6 assists, 11 points in his career. Another guy who just needs a fresh start as well, almost. But on the Edmonton Oilers side, he's a guy who has NHL experience. So the Edmonton Oilers don't really have to warm him up to NHL the NHL experience, really, in general, too much. He is a guy that the Edmonton Oilers can bring in at any time and skate alongside those guys. The Edmonton Oilers, as mentioned, they love guys who can skate. The Edmonton Oilers want to play fast, and that is what Klim Kostin brings as well. I really like this move. I wish Dmitry Samarukov could have worked out in Edmonton. I have said it for a while. I have always liked Samarukov. Honestly, every year after his final year in juniors, I was like, this is the year. This is the Samarukov year. This is it. And no. This is the year. This is the year. No, not quite. Not quite. Now, here we are. 6 years later, however long it was, and now the Edmonton Oilers trade Dmitry Samarukov for, honestly, a player that I am a fan of. I am okay with the Edmonton Oilers acquiring Klim Kostin, but again, I just wish Dmitry Samarukov could have worked out in Edmonton. Speaking of players who worked out in Edmonton, well, these players, all of the Edmonton Oilers that are currently on the Edmonton Oilers right now, have worked out, at least in the preseason. But that means, as I bring up the Edmonton Oilers schedule, just to double check that nothing has slipped by me, on Wednesday at 8 p.m., the Edmonton Oilers face off against the Vancouver Canucks in the NHL, well, the Edmonton Oilers season opener. So who's going to play in that game for the Edmonton Oilers? And what do the lines look like? Well, that's a great question. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On NHL. Locked On experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date with everything in the hockey world with Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. Alrighty, as mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers do play their first game of the NHL season on Wednesday. The Edmonton Oilers had practice today, and we've got lines, baby. We've got lines, we've got line news, we got player news, injury news, we've got it all. The NHL season starts this week. Well, actually, technically, it started on Friday with the I forget what series, international series, whatever they call it, European series, with the Nashville Predators and the San Jose Sharks all the way over there in Prague. But the Edmonton Oilers haven't started their season yet. Today, the Edmonton Oilers have skated, and now you see the real lines of the Edmonton Oilers heading into game one. And here they are, some surprises. Potentially. Skating on the first line with for the Edmonton Oilers, Evander Kane, Connor McDavid, and Jesse Puljujärvi getting first line reps for the Edmonton Oilers today. On the second line, Dylan Holloway, Leon Draisaitl, and Zach Hyman. We mentioned after it started the first time, it seems like this might be a line the Oilers go with moving forward. And here it is. And I am pumped. I am pumped. I have Holloway on my fantasy teams. I'm hoping. Anyways, Ryan McLeod, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Warren Fogle were the Edmonton Oilers' third line. And on the fourth line for the Oilers, James Hamblin, Devin Shore, and Derek Ryan. Now, the thing to mention as well, Brad Malone and Kyler Yamamoto were taking reps rotating in with the fourth line. As mentioned, a couple things to talk about there, but as mentioned, Hamblin and Shore have been loaned, and I, again, do put that in parentheses or quotes, to Bakersfield. Now, once again, mentioned earlier on, the expectation is that Brad Malone will be sent to the minors and Devin Shore will be recalled. I'm not sure what that means for James Hamblin, but if he is skating with the Edmonton Oilers on that fourth line taking reps while Philip Broberg wasn't, maybe you can read into those lines. Also, Kyler Yamamoto was skating with the fourth line, as mentioned. That is because he is still a little banged up. Jay Woodcroft hasn't really said he will or will not be ready for the first game, but he said that this is a good sign for Kyler Yamamoto that he is skating with the team today. We shall see. But we'll talk about a little bit more about the potential implications on the forwards if that does happen in just a second. But the D-lines today, Cody Ceci and Darnell Nurse, as usual. Brett Kulak was skating alongside Tyson Barry, and Ryan Murray was skating alongside Evan Bouchard. Now, obviously, Marcus Niemelainen is still sent down. Jason Demers was skating with the big club and then released from his PTO. Not sure the entire situation there. Maybe there's more coming on that side, but if he was skating with the team when the Edmonton Oilers were finalizing their roster, maybe a bit of an odd thing, but we'll see. It's a wait and see type thing. Of course, as well, Philip Broberg didn't skate with the team. That's the implication. That is the, not the implication, but that is the, all right, sorry, buddy. You didn't make it. And now you see these lines. Kulak with Barry, Murray with Bouchard, which I'm surprised by. What do the Edmonton Oilers see that they're not too pumped about? Is that the case? I'm personally not too pumped with Evan Bouchard skating on the third pairing. We want to talk about potential development issues with Philip Broberg. And I'm not insinuating that Evan Bouchard has development issues right now in his game. I'm just curious as to why a defenseman who needs more minutes this year in his second full year in the NHL is playing on the third pairing. We're probably going to see new pairings, maybe even as early as tomorrow, once Marcus Niemelainen rejoins the team and Demers is not with the team. But I'm not too pumped about that. But once again, that is also a way for, if the Edmonton Oilers do skate 11-7, guys like Bouchard and Barry to get used to skating with Ryan Murray. For Barry, he did play with Brett Kulak at times last year, but to get used to playing more with Brett Kulak. Again, with Bouchard skating with Murray. Those are potentially pairings that will happen down the road. But that's down the road. Hopefully not for the entire season. Let's go back to the forward core for just a second. As mentioned, Kyler Yamamoto is skating with the team. Not fully healthy, but is still skating with the team. Which, again, as mentioned, is a good sign, as mentioned by Jay Woodcroft. But that does mean Jesse Puljujärvi is skating with the big club. or excuse me, with the big club, of course he is, on that first line with McDavid and Draisaitl. That means he's playing top 6 minutes. Because now it seems like that second line with Holloway, Draisaitl, and Hyman is pretty well wrapped up. That is a fantastic line. And the thing is, Warren Fogle has played himself onto that third line with Nugent Hopkins and McLeod. So my fear is, once Yamamoto gets healthy and comes back, then what? Jesse Puljujärvi played his best game of the preseason, actually his best two games of the preseason, in the final two games of the preseason. He is just now getting into his season mode almost. So if he starts to play really well, and not saying that he plays over Yamamoto or is better than Yamamoto, especially considering if he misses the first couple of games, we don't know if he is better than Yamamoto. But if he is, what does that mean for Kyler Yamamoto? What does that mean for Jesse Puljujärvi? What does that mean for Warren Fogle? What does that mean for Dylan Holloway? Because Kyler Yamamoto is a team favorite to play next to with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. But in the same breath, Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid both asked for Jesse Puljujärvi to stay with the team. Yet now you also have Evander Kane, Zach Hyman, and Dylan Holloway to worry about. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 forwards right there who can play in your top six, and that doesn't also include McDavid or Draisaitl. And you also have to factor in, well, now what happens with Warren Fogle? He's on a $2.75 million contract. Is he on the fourth line? Is he not playing? Who then comes off the fourth line if Fogle's on the fourth line? There are so many implications with Yamamoto's injury, plus Tyler Benson's injury. What happens then? I'm not saying that he obviously doesn't play in the top six, but if he has had a good enough preseason that once he's healthy, he then comes into play. Well, now you have Ryan McLeod, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, Warren Fogle, James Hamblin, Devin Shore, and Derek Ryan, and potentially Brad Malone all sitting there going, I'm still here too. Now, you can take out McLeod and Nugent Hopkins out of that list because everybody knows that they're not coming out of the lineup. So then what? Did Benson play well enough to get in that lineup, or is he going back to Bakersfield? Is the injury bad enough that he needs to go to Bakersfield first to get his feet back under him? As Jay Woodcroft would put it, first world problems for the Edmonton Oilers, because as he mentioned too, yeah, the Edmonton Oilers can input Jesse Puljujärvi on that first line right now. Because he can't. The Edmonton Oilers have the riches to do so. So, first world problems. The Edmonton Oilers are going to be okay. Let's call it there as, yes, the Edmonton Oilers finalize their roster heading in to the 2022-2023 NHL season. As the NHL season officially gets started tomorrow night. Ah. Isn't that nice today? Hasn't it been a long couple of months? Hasn't it? Now we're past July, we're past August, we're past September, we're into October. It is time for NHL season. Fantastic. I hope you had a wonderful day today. I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. I hope you stay safe. I hope you don't do anything I wouldn't do. And play La Bamba, baby.